Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
What Ford's tossing overboard.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Looks like Ford is ready to sell its luxury car brands Jaguar and Land Rover. Various reports say Ford has hired investment banks HSBC, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley to help sort out a deal. Jaguar and Land Rover have been a huge financial drain for Ford. The carmaker lost more than $12 billion last year. That was the largest loss in its 103-year history. Yahoo holds its annual shareholders meeting today, and it's safe to say shareholders might be a little ticked off. First quarter profits dropped 11%. Google made 64% more money. Yahoo's stock price is down 10% in the last year. Google shares are up more than 30%. Plus, Yahoo's CEO is getting a ton of money for that underperformance. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Shareholders are angry about the millions of stock options Terry Semel receives as part of his $71 million compensation package. Pat McGurn is with Institutional Shareholder Services. His group is encouraging shareholders to vote against three members of Yahoo's compensation committee because recently, he says, Semel hasn't exactly earned his pay.
His compensation was remaining quite high and fairly consistent regardless of the company's stock price performance.
As for the future of Yahoo, Eleanor Mills of CNetNews.com says there's a lot riding on the company's new internet ad platform, Panama. It's meant to help Yahoo compete again on the search front, which it used to dominate.
Panama has to work for them. It has to excel. They have to increase their search ad dollars, increase their market share in search.
Mills says Yahoo needs someone with credibility and optimism to put the company on a new path. And she says many feel that Terry Semel is not the person for the job. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Wall Street really didn't go anywhere yesterday. The Dow gained less than a point to end at 13,424. The NASDAQ dropped a point to 2572. The S&P 500 gained 1 point. The Asian markets put on about 0.5% today. European shares are up slightly early on. Congress takes up the issue of workplace discrimination today, specifically the case of Lily Ledbetter from Alabama. She sued Goodyear for paying her less than her male colleagues, but she lost the Supreme Court case last month. The court cited the Civil Rights Act of 1965. It says you have to sue within 6 months of discrimination. Democrat Rosa DeLauro is co-sponsoring a bill to change that.
You've got to have time in order to be able to, one, know that there is something that's different than you and someone else, and to be able to put a case together that documents.
DeLauro's bill would start the six-month clock when a person gets their latest unfair paycheck. The Senate's working on a similar bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, in recognition of graduates pursuing careers in health and science and the teachers who inspired them. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Time for our series, Nuts and Bolts, Building a Small Business. We're talking with listeners about their experiences as entrepreneurs. Last week, we learned about the perils of succeeding too quickly. But the reality is most business startups don't make it. So today, the lessons of failure. Once again, here's Steve Tripoli from our entrepreneurship desk.
If Kevin Canales hadn't come up short on the engineering front, you might have been hearing this sound all over California by now. He developed a new kind of remote-controlled lawn sprinkler system. Canales could manufacture, install, and market it. But this system needed a design tweak to please big customers. And for that, Knaus needed engineering skills. He says that crucial missing talent sunk his company.
The chief lesson for me is you need to be able to step in and do that job. Because if you don't, you'll get caught flat-footed like me to a certain extent.
Out in Kalamazoo, Michigan, Todd Holmes' startup crashed when it ran out of money. He was making a heated sleeping pad for campers. Holmes says one reason his capital ran out is that he didn't use it wisely.
I concentrated on more of the selling aspect with the capital, getting the product out there. And I think what I probably would do more now is take a different approach and maybe do a little bit more research and product development.
Both cases show how hard it can be for small business people to anticipate needs. Kevin Knaus, the sprinkler inventor, says that tells him to put more effort next time into identifying those needs.
First, do a business plan. And within that business plan, look at the areas that you know very little about and see if you could develop the background and the education to do those.
So let's turn to our small business expert, Patty Green from Babson College. She thinks Kevin Knaus is being too hard on himself. Sure, he was burned by not having the engineering skill his business needed, but Green says that doesn't mean he has to personally learn every job in the company.
I think that's something that can hold people back, is thinking that they have to be the absolute expert on everything instead of understanding where the other resources are that can help them. Because face it, you can't know everything well enough to make this all work, not if you really want it to grow.
Green says Todd Holm, the camping guy, may be right to think he spent too much early money and energy getting his product to market. Research, development, and industry contacts count too.
And that's, I think, where business planning comes into it, is figuring out what's the order of when do you go to the trade shows, when do they have to see the product, all those types of things, and then laying out your plan to follow it through.
And finally, some lessons from listener Rachel Carter in Fort Bragg, California. She's a land developer who regrets that an early failure scared her away from real estate for years.
At the end of the project, I should have viewed it that I'd learned a lot and what was next. And instead, what I learned from it was that it was too hard and I didn't want to do it anymore.
Carter also wishes she'd sought help much faster when she was sinking. So plan against your weaknesses, use startup capital wisely, and draw lessons, not fear, from your failures. These listeners are making my job easy. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
And you can join the listeners who are telling us their small business stories at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.